My mother started this ministry 40 years back with small beginning. Me and my brother, we both were brought up from the orphanage. God has molded our lives while we were in children's home. Jesus said, if you want to love your neighbor, you must love your neighbor as yourself. Jesus never denied anyone. Our ministry, IRE, has been walking with the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ to reach the unreached, to carry the Christ compassion to the poor. Jesus loves everybody. Bible says, faith without action is dead. Our ministry is reaching the people like a soup, soap, and salvation. If you want to reach the people, we need to reach them with love and compassion. Friends, I need your prayers and encouragements. If you join with us, join hand to hand, we can bring difference. We can give hope to the hopeless. Dear friends, you did watch this PowerPoint presentation. What this IRE ministry has been doing among the poor and needy. Only one reason we are doing it, to show the God's love, to help the people, to break the barriers, to break the systems, which is not right for the God's kingdom. Wherever we go, whatever we do, first we will see like Jesus. When Jesus was on this earth, when he saw the multitudes, he would move with compassion. Is not only sharing, but he fed the poor. We are walking with the footsteps of our Lord Jesus Christ. We are trying to do something, but not all that we do, whatever the way that God has given to us. So, like as I shared in this film, soup, soap, salvation. When we go to the villages, when we find the need, with the love of Jesus Christ, we will meet the need. And then, when we go second time, the people's hearts will be open. And they will very much happy to hear whatever we say. Like that, we have reached so many people. Please join with us as your friends and as your partners to do this great work. We together will establish God's kingdom in this place, in India. If you are not standing in the gap, who will stand? If it is not now, when? This is the time. God bless you. Greetings to you all in Jesus' wonderful name. Thank you so much for this great opportunity God has given through Pastor Rick and Terry. And also after I came over here, God has raised up a very good friends in this state. Our great partners, Judy and Michael Peterson, they are such a great blessing to us. They are taking care of me and they are really looking after me, and they are feeding me like a big donkey, you know that.
Wherever I go, I really been enjoyed their fellowship. Also, God has brought Rick Smile and Terry. Rick came to India with John Shaver. In 2009, God has knitted our hearts like that, like Mitra Peterson. From that time onwards, we have been coming over here, and they are introducing new networks, so that we are doing great work in India. God is so good and faithful wherever we go, whatever we do. Jesus never fails in our life. He's the God, is on time. You know, dear friends, you might ask why you have been doing all these kinds of ministry. God did not call us to do, to reach the lepers, orphans, elderly, railway children, runaway children, to work among the red light area. The reason why we are doing, only one reason. Before those people die, they must die with dignity, they must die with Jesus. That's our main concern. Bible says God so loved the world, He gave His only begotten Son. Because God heartbeat is a dying world. That's why we are here. That's why God has brought here. Whatever the opportunity, whatever the talent God has given us, only to reach His people, to tell that Jesus loves you. Friends, you have watched this DVD. This ministry has started with my mother 40 years back with a scratch, tiny beginning. When I came 4 years back in the church, I shared, but I am again reminding. We started this ministry with a bicycle, drum and small amplifier. We tied a speaker on the handle and I hang drum on my shoulders, neck. I was praying banged on the street. My brother was pushing the bicycle. My mother was preaching the gospel. Like that, some of the pastors, they are giving the gospel tracts. Like that, we are reaching. We are going, we are telling somebody. Just we don't expect thousands of people, but we are sowing the seed. One person at a time. You know, we were brought up from the Christian orphan children home. And after my father died, we were brought up from orphanage at the age of 12. I gave my life to Jesus. God has molded our lives while we were in children home. God has reminded me and my brother, and we both are full-time workers. We have been working. God has expanding our territories. When we look back, we were so poor, but when we see now, I could say thank you, Jesus. He's greater than our problem. We established schools, colleges, training centers, and home for the railway children, those who are abandoned. People are the children. They are, after their mother and father died, nobody taking care of them. They are living on the railway stations. Many children, they lost their limbs because they are catching the running train. We are protecting them. I think many people would have seen Slumdog Millionaire. There's a film. Many people been kidnapped. Children trapped. They are removing they are selling their kidneys, eyeballs, different. So we are protecting children. Just we are keeping them, we're bringing them into our home and sharing the love of Jesus Christ. We are educating them. We are feeding them. And also we recently, what we done, we make them to stand on their legs. We train them to sell something on their, according to their skills. We are training them. And these people, we are giving some material. Now they buy the ticket. They wear a nice clothes. They have a shower in my house. They had a nice dinner. They go and selling the things on the train. And they will eat. And they come back there in our shelter. Like that. So many children, we led them. Like that, we reached the lepers. Lepers in India. India, you know, the country with the superstitions, caste system. Hindus are the high caste people. They follow the karma. If somebody are suffering and struggling with the finance and disease, they deserve it. That is their karma. They have to die like that. But we are standing to break the karmas. because Jesus loves them. Jesus cares for them. That's the Jesus. You know, when Jesus have seen the multitudes, he's moved with compassion. He's not only sharing but treated. That's the ministry we've been doing, dear friends. And also, I'm not preaching today. I would like to share how we are reaching the people. In India, we cannot take, in India, the Hindu country, enemy always, Bible says, enemy comes to steal, kills and destroy, John chapter 10. Enemy does not like that we can work for God's kingdom. Enemy strategy always to kill and destroy. They don't like that people live with a dignity and hope and walk for God. That is the strategy of the enemy to destroy. But our strategy is not like that. We are always making enemy to cry by reaching thousands of people to showing the God's love. Because the Hindu people, they don't help the people. They are thinking that is their karma, means we are standing and breaking the karma. We are helping them. That's why they are crying about us. These people are doing great work. What they can't do, even though they do have a lot of money, millions of rupees. India, so many rich people in India. I can tell, India is not a poor country. India is one of the fast growing country in economy. But the rich become very rich, poor become very poor. You know, Christians are backward. You know, the treated Christians are, when I take our children to the school, orphans, they ask me to fill the application, and I fill it, I put a, they are Christians. In the back bracket, they put a BCC, backward class Christian. We know that we are upper caste in Christ. Not these people are not recognized. We don't their recognition. Our recognition is in heaven. Friends, we have raised up so many hundreds and hundreds of children. We are raising up the next generation who can able to walk for God. Many children have been trained. Many children went to the Bible college. Many children became engineers. Many children became nurses in top schools. Now, these people have been trained in our school. I told everybody, whenever you get the opportunity, even when you are treating, when you are helping anybody, when you are sharing anybody, when you are working, just share the love of Jesus Christ. If you get the opportunity, like that our people. Dear friends, even we want to see India must be saved. We want to see India has to catch the fire of God. Friends, you know, we do have a ministry among the red light area. You saw there is a girl, she was just, throwing the dove pigeon. That is a victory celebration. We brought that girl, we purchased from the bondage of slavery, from red light area. How it was happening? Sometime God is testing our lives. You know, 10 days before I come over to US, I send my passport to the American Consulate General for my visa. I book my ticket. I was waiting for my passport to come. I have to pay my money for the flight. Same time, God is testing sometime. I don't understand. God is always, testing my patience and my, faith. I had a phone call from my doctor who are working in the red light area, doctor and the pastor. And he said, Bishop, there is a girl desperately he wanted to come outside. Would you like to help that girl to release? I am your doctor talking, not other doctor. I am your doctor talking. I know. Same time the pastor also, he talked, sir, she wanted to go deaf. Otherwise, if we are not helping her, she decided die with suicide. She was desperately needed. We heard she's been trapped 5 years back without reason. I said, what is her age? 21 years. That means she trapped into the lead light area at the age of 16. Friends, I gave money. I sent my PA, go and immediately do it. The money what I saving the money what I kept for my flight tickets. I sent it. 3 days, 2 days later, we went to have the big program, victory celebration. Big meeting. We released that girl. We have seen great joy in her face. I thank God. She's such a wonderful, beautiful girl. She's from Muslim background. She's a Muslim girl. Before we are releasing that girl out, we are asking her to share her testimony. Tell me, how you've been trapped? She started to share this story. At the age of 16 years, my father died. My father joined me. I was in the big corporated school. My daddy loves me very much. I have a little girl, little sister also. My daddy, we are the two daughters to my daddy. After my daddy died, next year, the following year, my mother had no money to taking care, to pay my school fees. And my mother went to their friends, long relatives, and asked help. They said, they knew my mother will not pay back. Because Muslims, they don't work outside in India. The Muslims always stays in the home. The men only will work outside. They said to my mother, I will give your daughter to one of the rich people. She will stay there. They will taking care of your daughter. If she wanted to go to school, they can send her to the school. And also they will give every month some money to you. You okay for that? Yes. She was very innocent. She did not know the man who was. He has something in his heart. He was telling something to her mother. So his mother sent the hand over the daughter. Hand her to that guy. The guy, he took this girl and gave to the pimp. That's the red light area. It's a beautiful big house, red light area. She was thinking that, oh, these are all my auntie and uncle. They'll be taking care of that. They didn't. They gave some money to this guy. This guy took the money. Immediately, those people have escaped that girl from there to, they sold out to another big red light area because she is a very fair and beautiful girl. When she went over there, she was crying and sharing. They opened the door there and you stay here. They throw the mat and pillow. And you can stay here. They close the door and they're gone. I said, Uncle, I want to come to your home. Why you are keeping me here? I said, No, you stay here. We come back. Nobody there. After some time, they have sent somebody that was the red light area. Inside, that fellow, he's tried to remove the clothes. She was scaring. What happened this? No, she was shouting like that. They have beaten that girl like that. They beaten me. They kicked me. I was scaring. I was running in the room, that side, this side. And finally, two people caught me and they gave injection. I was faint. Early morning, I saw a lot of blood was there. From that time onwards, I was scared. I don't know what is going to happening next hour. Where I need to go, whom I am going to tell. There's a new place, the language is different. I never known the hell was somewhere else, but I saw hell. Every day they took me, they are taking me to this place. Every day they send me 5 people, 6 people. Uncle, they bend my life like this. I would not cooperate. They sold this girl again after 3 years, again to the red light area where our project is working. That's a God to be God. When our pastor and our doctor went, she heard about Jesus and she just fell down at the feet of our pastor and she was crying and she was sharing the heart. And our pastor and our doctor, we have a very good doctor, Christian doctors. In India, pimps only listen to the doctor, whatever he says. But they don't care anybody. Because doctor will tell. Because doctor will examine all girls. And doctor said, don't carry this girl anymore, else she is carrying a big disease. You know, this doctor will make them to scare. Through that, we have released that girl outside. Dear friends, this is the time. That's why we have released that girl. You know, after I did that program, I came back to my house. I don't have any money. But by faith I gave my money out. I had a letter on my table. The letter, I opened the letter. The letter came from Life Insurance Company, Life Insurance Organization. My mother, before she died, I think 20 years back, my mother joined Life Insurance Policy. She paid 6 years and she died. I don't know the policy, I have forgotten that. The money what she paid, it was matured and they have sent a letter to me. Sir, you are not so far paying any money, you have matured. And if your mother is alive, bring her to the office. Otherwise, produce such a certain documents like a death certificate. And also you can fill this nominee form after her, who is in charge of this money. I signed it. I sent the letter with the death certificate. Within a week, I had a check from Life Insurance of India. How much money, you know? 2 flights money God gave to us. Hallelujah. When God testing us, we need to stand. It might be hard sometimes. When God called us, sometimes when we are working for God, we need to face a lot of challenges. We need to pay the prices. But final day, we can say, thank you, Jesus. You know, I paid my money. I went to the airport with my bag. I went to the check through desk. The guy, he said, hey, one business class was left over. Would you like to go that? I said, if it is free, I can go. I said, no, you have to pay little. How much? $250. Okay, I can pay. I came by business class. See how God is good. God is awesome God. He's a faithful God. He never let his children down. That's why, dear friends, our main concern is when we see in the Bible, walls of Jerusalem were destroyed when people brought to the Nehemiah notice. Nehemiah was working as a cup bearer. It's a very professional job. It's a very important job. First he has to eat the food before the king eat. He was at the palace where king was living. Even though he was in that position, but his heart for his nation. His heart for the nation. When he came to know that the walls of Jerusalem were destroyed, he cried bitterly. Why he was crying, dear friends? Because he knew if there is no walls around the Jerusalem, there was no security to their people. Enemy can come at any time to destroy. The same way when God has seen from heaven to this earth, we are the people, they are like a sheep without shepherd. They have gone astray. They have security. We are in the dangerous. God's heartbeat is dying old. That's why Jesus came down to this earth. Nehemiah, when he heard about the walls of Jerusalem were destroyed, he cried bitterly. He ran to the king. King, I cannot stay there. I wanted to go back to rebuild it. Dear friends, there are so many people in India, Pakistan, China, Africa, Mexico, so many people, they are dying every day without Christ. They are the people who have broken. They are the people who are really, in India every day, 55,000 people are dying every day without Christ. Every day. Who will go and tell? Nehemiah said, I cannot stay here. I wanted to go back. I wanted to go back and rebuild the walls of Jerusalem. Dear friends, God has called us to rebuild the broken families. God has called us to restore the people. God has called us to tell that Jesus Christ is Lord. I am not talking about the nations. There is a great need in, even in your country. I am glad that your church is going to Mexico. Good, go for it. Do work for God. Our life is an accountability, friends. Wherever we go, whatever we do, we need to give an account. God will ask the account. You know, He did not ask about how big we are. He will ask how many people we led to the God's kingdom. That is the thing. That is our main concern. Wherever we go, whatever we do have a water well ministry. In India, we don't go and preach the gospel in the village directly. First, we will go and see the need. We will meet the village president and ask if there is any need. You know, yes, sir. We need a medical camp. Many people are dying with the cholera, malaria. People are drinking water from river and canal. So they asked us, can you drill a water well? I said, we drill the water well. We don't talk about much Jesus, low profile. We just make a relation with that village. Next time when we go, their hearts will be open. Then we can share them. Like a soup, soap and salvation. Main concern, to love the people. Friends, this is the time. Mission is waiting for the messenger. I'm not talking about my nation India, because I'm talking about, you know, we are here with a purpose. We are here. It's a divine plan. Bible says many were called, but few were chosen. Even Jesus said, lift up your eyes and see that the harvest is ready to reap it. Many people, they don't like to go to different countries. Even in the Bible, disciples don't like to go to Samaria. There was a huge barrier between the Samaritans and Jew. They said to Jesus, Jesus, we cannot go through Samaria. We can go through other route, because there was a great barriers. In India, the caste system is barriers. But I thank God, my father was a Hindu. My mother was Christian. If I go to the Hindu people, I can say, they will tell, I will say, my daddy was a Hindu. They accepted me. I have a good relation. If I go to the poor Dalits, they know, I will tell, hey, my mother is Dalit. My mother is Christian. See, God has given that. We will use whatever the talent, wisdom God has given. We are sowing into the right soil. One day, the soil will give the fruit. That's the friends we are here. When Jesus did not behave like a disciple, He manifested a very character of Almighty God. He went to Samaria because Jesus came to die for all mankind. And He met women at the well. She revealed her heart. Before disciple went to Samaria, she carried the message of Jesus. When you go to the Acts chapter 3, later Philip went to Samaria, there was a great joy. People are spirit-filled. Friends, if you and me are not go, who will go? We started a church in my home. We pioneered 350 churches in all over in India. We have a ministry in Orissa. We have a ministry in Tamil Nadu state. We have a ministry in Andhra Pradesh state. 350 churches. We have raised it. But God spoke to us, you must start a church in my home. We have started 2 years back with 7 people. Now our church is running with 80 adults plus 20 children. 100. Now we have a home church there. Before we start a church, There was another miracle was it has taken. God always, we are always walking with the wonders and miracles and signs. God meeting the needs like that. I shared that story to Terry when we were eating in the restaurant. Even we didn't start the church when I was preaching in a big crusade like that. I was going back to my home at the midnight, 11 o'clock. On the way, I saw there was a lady, she was going with the Bible in the dark on road by herself. I stopped our car. I told to our driver, our secretary, please go and ask her, we'll give a lift to her because of clouds. At any time it's raining. I think she's coming. I saw the Bible. Maybe she's Christian. So this guy went and asked her, Ma, can you come to the car? We will lift you up. She was scared. No, I don't come. Go. She said, she does not like to come. I told to my wife, please window down and call her because you are a lady. My wife called her. Ma, I'm here. I am also coming from meeting. Please come. I will give you a lift to your village. She came. She was in our car. She said to my wife, I am not a Christian. Do you know I am not a Christian? I said, why did you hold the Bible? I borrowed the Bible from my neighbor because I have to go to the meeting. Why you go to the meeting? She said, I went to the meeting to see Lalita Kumari. Lalita means my mother. She met my mother many years back. And I just went to see her mother, Lalita, and her children. I met them many. They are doing wonderful ministry in the villages. I came from Hindu background. I wanted to see them. That is the reason I went to. How is that meeting? Did you hear the message? Yes. Sudhir Kumar spoke very good. He shared his testimony. Oh, I did not see her mother. And they were in the orphan children home. I was touched very good. I was thinking about that I was going. Do you know where this? Did you see the Sudhir Kumar very near and said, no. I saw him with big screen. I said, this is the Sudhir Kumar. He sat in the car. She surprised, you are Sudhir Kumar? And she just pressed my cheeks and she kissed me. And said, after village came, I just got out from the car and I just catch her. There was a small canal. I made her to cross it and I said to her, Ma, accept Jesus Christ. Jesus is loving God. See how he changed my life. He's a wonderful God. You believe Jesus. You please understand. You don't say that I don't know. She said to me, I don't know where Jesus was. I can see Jesus in you. You people are such a loving people. I said, no, you must receive Jesus. Be gone. Friends, after several months, we started a church. The following year, this lady, he inquired and he investigated. She had some relatives. Through her relatives, she came to my house on the day that was a Sunday. Sunday service, Sunday worship was going. She came to my church. I did not know that lady was in my church. On the day I was stood up, I preached. At the final, I was telling to our church members, please pray. There are so many people are in our church. No room. People are sitting outside on the steps. And pray for the nice land so that we will have own worship center. Immediately this lady, she stood up her hand like that. I said, we don't have a time, only 1 minute. I did not know that lady was. She stood up and she was starting to share the story. I helped them. I stopped the car. I said, wow, you are the lady on that day. And she said to me, sir, I don't know this street or other street. We have a site, land. It has my forefathers. They gave that land to me. I gave some money to my sister and my brother. And I, the, that I registered that land on my name. Many years back, I don't know which street is that. I know that you need a land for the church site. I am very much happy to give that land. Would you like to pay the little money what I gave to my sisters? I said, I inquire about that land cost, how it is. That was in the same street where my house was there. That's a little $100,000 site worth. $100,000 in Jamaica. She gave me $5,000. We collected the money from the church. We just gave to her. We had a good relation. She came to my house. We led her into Christ. She took a baptism. She registered that land to me. Friends, 3 months later, do you know what happened? When she was coming out from the bathroom, her ankles was twisted and she was fell down. Her head was hit to the stone. She died. Within 3 months. 3 months later, I went to her funeral. I saw her. Oh Lord, you use her in this season. I don't know who is this lady. I was attended, I preached, and I met their relatives. I saw there was a great peace and joy in her life. I know that she is in heaven. Friends, you know, I never spend a lot of money, just very simple humanitarian grounds. With the love of Jesus Christ, I stopped my car. It's not a lot of investment. With the love, I just gave a just little lift. Touched her heart. Simple thing. I sow the seed with the love. How I reap a great blessing. I reap a great fruit. Even I was not expected that she had a site, that she had a land and everything. Just I helped it. Friends, whatever we do, whatever the skills, whatever the talent God has given us, we need to sow into the God's kingdom. If you have what, it will be one day you will reap the great harvest. Our life is an accountable to God. That's why I'm closing. I'm not taking much time. I know this is not a good timing to preach. You know, and Pastor Rick fed me twice today. One is a beef burger and the second one is a Mexican. You know, he knew that I am a secret beef eater. India people are worshipping cow. I am worshipping my steak. You know, that's why I am very full. See, Romans chapter 14:12. Each of us will give an account of himself to God. So, you know, Jesus said, Master has, Matthew chapter 25 verse 14, Master have given the talents to different people. He gave 1, 2, 5 to different one. Master written back and he has asked an account. Dear friends, this is the parable. I know that here everybody having a one talent. Nobody has not even one talent. Everybody they do have talents. But God has given the talent, but we need to recognize it. Somebody has a singing talent, somebody has giving, somebody has preaching, somebody has different. I know your pastor has so many talents, all talents he had. I like Rick's smile, he's a sense of humor. You know, he's always walking with great joy. Today he drove me like an Indian driver. I was scared that this man is not taking me to the meeting. He is going to kill me. I told to Terry, you be careful about this man. You know, he had a very good talent. We need to use it. We need to sow the talent into the right soil. When we do it, we will reap the great harvest. Friends, mission is waiting for the messenger. The soil is waiting for the sower. who will go and sow the word of seed into the hearts of people. The soil is ready to give the harvest. Friends, the talent, what God has given to you, you need to sow it. You need to sow it. Whether it is in good ground or not, you need to do your work. Somebody sow the seed, somebody watering, the Lord make it to grow. We need to do. One day, God will return and He'll ask, I gave you this talent. I brought you my precious blood. I love you so much. You are working for the God's kingdom. You are here. What did you do with that? Friends, you know, when we are stand in front of God, He came, but God will ask the account. He returned back and He did ask, I gave you one talent, what you did? I gave you... The man, one who had two talents, he said, Master, you gave it. I did multiplication and I showed it. Four talented, he gave it. The one talent, he did not do that. You know what happened? God has taken that talent out and given to other man who has able to multiply. It should not happen in our lives. It must not happen in our lives. When we are faithful to God, you know, well done, good and faithful servant. Friends, there is a great harvest. Lift up your eyes and see. The harvest is ready to reap. You are here with a purpose. You are here not by the accident. It is the will of God. Raise up and walk for the God's kingdom. Whatever the way, let God use you. You tell to God, Lord, I am available. Use me. That's a blessing. Thank you very much. Pray for our ministry. Our main concern, we wanted to reach as much as we can to the glory of God. We together will lift up the banner of, if God lead you to India, our doors always be open for you. We together work for God's kingdom. Thank you very much. God bless you.